Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day. I live up to my reputation. Today's a good day. To free us up and calm the nation. No matter what.
7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Program. Rich McFadden is at the controls of our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Hail, hail. The gang is all here. And we're all voting for Hillary and Jeb together.
Yeah, if you okay. say so.
Jennifer, hold on. It's okay. Jennifer? It's all right. Whew. Jeb Bush is now. Yesterday he was Hispanic. Today he's Italian. Tomorrow he'll be Polish.
I liked when he was Hispanic.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So here's the interesting Hispanic news today. Not necessarily the Jeb Bush. Most everybody else is going to tell you that the big Hispanic story is that Jeb Bush made a mistake and declared himself an Hispanic in 2009. However, this I find more interesting. Tell me if you agree. This is an opinion poll that was conducted last week around the country. By the university, it's an outfit called General Social Survey, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is suggested, it was very specific. The question was, should police be able to strike a person that they are holding as a suspect? Pretty straightforward question, right? Whites in this country approve of police hitting people in far greater numbers than do blacks and Hispanics.
I actually
7 out of 10 whites, 70% said that they can imagine a situation in which they would approve of a police officer striking an adult male citizen, according to this social survey.
That's because we don't get hit as often.
When asked the same question, are there any situations you can imagine in which you would approve of a policeman striking an adult male citizen, 42% of blacks and 38% of Hispanics said that they could. So 70% white, 42 black, 38 Hispanics say it's okay for a policeman to whale somebody that's giving them a hard time. So I suppose maybe there's a focus on what happened in Ferguson. That's where it all started anyway. All right. So quick results from the Final Four. Duke won 68-63 over Wisconsin. Complaints. Anybody here complaining about that?
Yeah. Yes.
I wanted Wisconsin, but you know what?
I wanted Wisconsin.
Duke makes it. Duke trailed the whole game, and then with about 7 or 8 minutes left, they just brought it on. Two freshmen. And, you know, Coach K is a great coach. This is his fifth win. Guy deserves it. He's great.
Right.
Now, I didn't watch much of the game, but I heard there was a little cheating going on, wasn't there?
No.
The officials were making bad calls.
Really? Everybody's always going to complain about that.
Cheating?
Everybody always is going to complain about the officials making bad calls.
Huh. Sunday night was the first game. The Cubs were victims of the Cardinals. Yesterday, pretty much everybody played. Lots of hoorahing at Yankee Stadium. How quickly they forget about A-Rod and all of the things. He singled in three at-bats, year-long drug suspension, and they're cheering the guy. He's a drug user and abuser. I mean, he's not as bad as Aaron Hernandez, who, by the way, the murder trial went into wraps, in and out. Mm-hmm. There were only, what, three witnesses?
Yeah, he's done. He's toast.
Can
they didn't want to waste their time.
About what? The hypocrisy in baseball, though, real quick.
About the hypocrisy in all sports.
In all sports, but specifically in baseball, because they punish certain people like Pete Rose. They don't let him ever get into the Baseball Hall of Fame when you have other people running around. Here's the other case. A-Rod is suspended for a year because he was using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton from the Angels, who, don't get me wrong, I love the Angels, so this decision probably favors me. But Josh Hamilton was caught doing coke. I mean, he's like snorting the baselines, and they're not even getting rid of him. He has no suspension. They're letting him play.
Time to play ball.
If there's a code, if drugs are illegal, then drugs are illegal. If they're not, they're not. I mean, make a decision, people. Come on.
Yes. By the way, Just in terms, Jennifer will do the television report in the next half hour. ESPN saw 6% ratings decrease in the telecast. I think there's just too much of this. Too much.
In the Final Four game?
Yeah.
Ratings have been up all for the whole tournament.
ESPN, here it is. Look at the Associated Press information that you have today, Richie. ESPN saw 6% ratings decrease on its telecasts. What do you want from me? I'm here to report. You decide. How's that? You can use that over at Fox. Congratulations. Hi, what am I doing next here? It looks to me like we're going to talk about the Rolling Stone magazine and the continuing focus on this rape story. We have a an activist, actually, who's been very involved in this, and this is the point of view that I would like to get across. So stand by for this conversation with Jan Langbein next on Good Day.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The wildest, craziest party ever. It'll never happen again.
They don't make parties like this one anymore.
50,000 crazy rednecks, totally out of control.
Ah, the good old days.
The only police enforcement was banditos.
Today, an American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wildest party of all time.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. 8 people got killed. It went on for about 4 days. Totally out of control. 24 hours a day. Burning down a barn. Ran over somebody with my motorcycle.
What?
He fell off the bike in front of me. What was I supposed to do? You know? We rode all the way on my 66 Forster chopper. I was at Woodstock. Much better than Woodstock. I'm just old.
American Biker Minute.
Tell him you're
your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1, KJ to Chambers. Oh, boy.
So where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, so you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number 1, 2, 3, 4, or more? Here's the developmental science of it. The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each stays in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying two tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so, so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Sixteen half the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Jan Langbein with us, an activist in efforts to end violence against women. From 91 to 2013, she served as executive director of Genesis Women's Shelter and Sport in Dallas. She's the CEO now of Shelter Ministries in Dallas. She oversees agencies' internal and external operations. So, looking at this whole situation, Ms. Langbein, the Rolling Stone magazine, the outrage that is a part of this whole thing. The discredited story still doesn't take away. And what bothers me, I don't, you may not know who I am or how I do things, but I tend to get onto things and stick with them, some of what I consider to be the very important, not the headline stories, but behind the scenes. The football scandal with the helmets and the injuries is one of them. But this is now becoming one of my cause celebs because I think that we have way too much of this sort of thing going on, not only on college campuses, but in business. And for whatever the reason, I mean, it's been going. People say you're naive because, you know, this situation has been forever with us. That doesn't mean it's right or acceptable or we ought not to talk about it. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about this. You know, I think over the last couple of days, this story has sort of switched from sexual assault on college campuses or violence against women to journalism ethics. Mm-hmm. And so I hope we can keep our eye on the ball on this. I hope that, you know, this doesn't encourage victims or discourage victims from coming forward and reporting the sexual assault that they experience.
Ms. Langbein, do the television shows that we see repeatedly, like Law & Order SVU, for example, those are almost every week about rape. Does this dull the senses of people and their outrage, this sort of thing, the continuing portrayal of the problem, or does it help bringing it to the public's
attention? I don't think so. I think the more we talk about it, the better it is. I think the more we talk about it in a positive light, you know, that there is help and there is hope. SUV is a little bit naive in that, you know, they typically solve it in an hour, where these types of sexual assaults are a lifetime and possibly never are solved, perhaps, and certainly the majority of them are never prosecuted. You know, there is no accountability for these rapists. And when there is no accountability, we find that it will happen again.
So what do we do to fix the finally, what's the solution from your perspective, running the organization that you do, seeing the problem as up close and personally as you do? What does fix this?
Right. No, I think it takes a societal paradigm shift that we stop blaming the victim or the reporter or the whatever, but we call it what it is. Gang rape is vile and evil and against the law. If in fact that happened, you know, they say that 98% of outcries are true, that only 2% are false allegations. I don't want to ruin any boy's life, any kid's life, but I think there seems to be a rape culture out there that if you can do it, then get away with it, you do it. I don't know where it became.
It's like a sport almost with some. That's what's so outrageous from my perspective anyway.
You know, it absolutely is. It's premeditated. The stories that you hear off college campuses where they'll have a scout, they'll have, you know, one of the young fraternity pledges, they'll get a girl to a party, somebody else is in charge of getting her drunk, somebody else is in charge of getting her upstairs. That's just premeditated rape. That isn't a sport. That's not a game. You know, there's a movie coming out called Hunting Ground about sexual assault on college campuses, a documentary that I think really
does going
kind
to
of
air. It's called Hunting Ground. When will it air?
Right. I don't think it opens across the country for a couple of months, but it's in selected cities across the United States. It opens here in Dallas tonight or tomorrow, I think. But it talks about this.
Yeah. Well, we need to talk more about it. Jan Langbein, check out their website, genesisshelter.org. Genesisshelter.org. Jan, thank you for being here. 21 after on Good Day. Oh,
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
First week of the baseball season 2015. Let's celebrate. Ready? Ready.
Celebrated by giving up my two tickets to opening day.
Who'd you give them to?
Kirby, so guy here.
Yeah. John Fogerty.
Love it.
Move to center field.
So just puts you as a baseball move.
Better beat the drum and hold on. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field.
Saw him do jazz live last year.
It's awesome. How much jazz you hear. All right, let's do a sampling of a lot of the songs that make it as we get ready to go out to the ball game. Here's Dr. John.
Hold on, we got to get
it
here.
That's everything.
Now, Dr. John.
To the ball game.
An aside here, I've been listening as I've traveled across the country. By the way, I'm in Tampa today at the studios where John Creamans and Akos Jankura hang out. And I have been listening to a lot of things on the CD. And one of them was that CD set of Paul McCartney songs sung by other people. And Dr. John does a great take on a couple of McCartney. Just imagine Dr. John doing a Lennon song. I mean, a McCartney song. It just done wonderfully.
Very
well.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it is cool. All right, so here's Dr. John. Let's move to Sam and Dave, Richie.
Woo! We in all that neighborhood. Yes, we
are. I love
it.
See, this is Fenway Park. I think so.
Knock it out of the park, baby.
This sound is just like your car. You got a great big car. Protect it from harm. You got to make the right sound. When you hit the ball, knock it out of the park.
All right, Natalie Cole.
You see Jackie Robinson hit that ball. It's
yep. Let's move a little faster through these, Richie. Mabel Scott's Baseball Boogie.
Can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold on?
I mean, That's through the Big Blue Wrecking Crew. For the world champion Dodgers. Last time they won was 1981, Jennifer.
Hey, you know what? That's okay. We got a song.
Okay. Let's see. The Intruders' Love is Like a Baseball Game, Richie. Three strikes and you're out. There you go. That's to. Now, how about Richie? The reason we cast the damn Yankees, you gotta have heart. It's all about baseball. Yeah.
Great, we're singing baseball.
Yeah. Why not? This is, how about Carly Simon taking out the ball game? This is actually a good version.
Take me out to the park.
Wait a minute, what's this?
Buy me some peanuts and crackers.
Yep. We got them all here. We probably ought to have a country singer like Tim McGraw,
please.
Right?
Because I am closer, faster with the stuff.
Count on me to shut
the door.
Definitely. Alright, let's finish off with Eddie Vedder.
When you're born in Chicago, you're flipping your
oh my God.
First time you go all the way, Richie.
Wriggly
field. Cubs may win it all this year, says who? 28
actually, athletes. A lot of people.
Wow.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day.
So, it's 33 and change at the hour. Sometimes I wait to do sports until everybody is here. McFadden's not here during this hour. Jennifer Horn is, and Ken Kessler is.
It's okay. I can do sports, Dougie.
The beginning of the baseball season and the end of the NCAA national title season. Wisconsin loses to Duke. Duke
came back at the very end because Wisconsin was winning and leading throughout the game, but then it just got away from them.
The coach did not like the refs, apparently.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying, bad call, bad call, bad call.
Right. So Duke won 68-63 over Wisconsin. But wasn't the favorite Kansas supposed to be Kansas the winner?
Kentucky.
I mean, Kentucky, another one of those K's. All those KKK.
Oop, careful.
Oh, who said that? All right. So, I have a 2020 news quiz question. Who is Ernest Moniz?
I know.
Wait a minute.
You thought you could stump me.
I don't know if I was thinking specifically about
hair.
You.
He has terrible hair.
He has bad hair. Okay,
really,
well, that may be. That
hair
does not describe what he does, however.
No.
So, let's leave that to the audience. All right, and then you can have all the fun you'd like with his hair afterwards. Who is Ernest Moniz, and why would we be talking about him on a radio program like this? That's probably a very good question.
That's a great question.
Who is Ernest Moniz, and why would we be talking about him? Here's something else that I think is appropriate. Kenny may want to weigh in on this. I have become extraordinarily tired, maybe isn't the what word captures my feeling about all the sexual assaults that are taking place on campuses around the country, or and not even on campuses, just the sexual assaults, period, that have become standard fare. They become way too acceptable, and I don't know why I'm waking up to this at this point in time, but I know it. I feel like, you know, how I am passionate about the football stuff. There are three or four things, and sometimes these things are very, depending on what's going on, that I get very passionate about. This thing has begun to disturb me. The more I find out about how much this is going on, not just, again, on college campuses, and people can say, well, you're so naive, it goes on at work all the time, boss takes advantage of underling. It doesn't really make any difference to me where these events take place. The fact that they are taking place to the extent that they are is what's bothering me. And so we have the folks who are going to sue the Rolling Stone.
They should, I think.
Of course they should. Absolutely. The fraternity that was supposedly responsible for the sexual assault of this woman.
Right. Which, by the way, the only victim in this case turned out to be the fraternity, because there was never anything that happened.
Yeah, right. So they're going to sue the Rolling Stone. That's appropriate. But you see what happens, excuse me, under this scenario, what I'm concerned about is that the real problem gets swept under the rug.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, it is hard enough for women, or men for that matter, to come forward when they're the victim of sexual abuse. How many times do you hear about these kids at college campuses who had too much to drink, they're taken, you know, they're taken advantage of, and then they're embarrassed when they wake up in the morning, they don't know exactly what happened, so they just go home and they shower and they just start going on with their daily life with this huge amount of shame. Mm. This article did not do those people any favors.
For those of you who didn't hear, the Rolling Stone has retracted its discredited rape story. Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism called the magazine's erroneous story of alleged rape connected to the University of Virginia fraternity a failure of reporting, a failure of editing, a failure of fact-checking, failure on every level. So now they're going to sue the Rolling Stone, and they should.
Yeah,
I hope they get.
Sometimes I think these reporters, especially for a publication like Rolling Stone, which has been struggling, I'm thinking as of late, they look for this narrative, this story that sounds good, and then when they get it, they're like, "Well, just go with it. We got what we need to get attention." I mean,
well, those are the old days when you didn't have a lot of fact checking, or you didn't have a lot of people standing in the way of pretty much you saying or printing anything that you wanted to. And that's okay if it's a byline or if it's an op-ed piece or something. You know, if someone took off after this fraternity in an op-ed piece, it would be different than the circumstances that present themselves here. I'm just this stuff just so bothers me. And it ought to bother everybody, it seems to me. 888-3... Go ahead, Kenny. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I don't see how, I don't understand how no one at Rolling Stone has lost their job over this.
Mm-hmm. That's another question. And that they aren't. I mean, there's no plans that anybody will lose their job.
Okay, so here's another angle on this. Thank you for bringing this to our, I was thinking this yesterday. Why aren't there protests outside of the Rolling Stone? Everybody protested Rush Limbaugh when he said what he did about Sandra Fluke. They protested radio. Where is Media Matters on this one? How come Media Matters isn't outside the offices of the Rolling Stone protesting, or better yet, going to their advertisers, pick up the Rolling Stone, see who their advertisers are, and boycott them? Where are these people when it comes to something that is, important. I mean, what Limbaugh said about Sandra Fluke was important, but this is more important, frankly, because this is actionable. What Limbaugh said about Sandra Fluke was stupid. But what went on here at the hands of the Rolling Stone was actionable, and there is a big difference. And yet Media Matters and some of these other phony baloney groups, because they have an advocacy position, which they're entitled to have for sure in America, but they need to get called out on this. And so does every other advocacy group. Why are they not? Yes, that's a perfect way of putting it, Jennifer. It's their narrative. So why are they not protesting? They show themselves for the phony four flushers that they are. Because this is a perfect example of the media gone sour. And if media does matter, as they say it does through their name, then it matters what goes on, who supports the Rolling Stone. And if I were an advertiser, frankly, in Rolling Stone, I'd be probably pulling myself out of there, maybe not permanently, but for a while, to show my displeasure with this sort of thing. The Rolling Stone really doesn't have any raison d'etre anymore anyway, does it? What does it do? What does it provide that you can't get someplace else?
I just know that they were giving me a free subscription, so I figure if somebody starts sending you their magazine, they're desperate for circulation.
Right.
I don't know.
Does it say influencer on it?
It just says, it says my name.
Adam Levine had some frightening over-enthusiastic fans during a concert at the Honda Center.
Uh-oh.
A screaming female fan ran onto the stage to give him a hug. He handled the situation well, pushing the girl away, and then he decided that he would embrace her to a certain extent.
Yeah, you gotta hug her. When you see that there's no knife in her hand, you should just hug her.
Right. Well, I could see where you could get frightened. Being like that, going to that concert that I did, a month or so ago, February, the end of February, the Donnie and Marie thing in Las Vegas.
A lot of women rushing the stage at Donnie and Marie.
Well, they were out there. Not too many of them, though, as it turned out. But this is a tense sort of a thing. I would be upset about it, a little concerned about it. All right, we got a winner. We have somebody with a 2020 News Quiz question answer. Kara, I don't have a screen in front of me, so I don't know. Really, nobody knows who it is?
It's a tough one.
I will tell you who it is in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Desktop Connect will discover all the computers on your network, Windows or Mac, then give you access to their desktops to launch applications. $15. Desktop Connect. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This track and field star won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze at the 2000 Summer Olympics, but she was stripped of them all after admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
A time of 10.75. What superb sprinting by Marion Jones.
So where is Marion Jones now? Marion served 6 months in jail in 2008 for committing check fraud and for lying about her use of PEDs under oath. She appeared on the show Life After on the TV One network and recently sat down with Oprah Winfrey to discuss her highs and lows and what it was like to tell her children about going to prison.
I made poor choice, and at that point satisfied their curiosity. I hope one day when people remember me that at the end of my name there's a ... because the story continues. It doesn't end when you make a mistake.
Here's hoping Marion stays on the right track. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, up for a job interview. Of course, you want to make a great impression, but there's one article of clothing you may have forgotten. It's the last thing interviewers notice about you, and it speaks volumes. Here's the science of it. During a job interview, we're on our best behavior. We watch every word we say. We put our best foot forward, and of course, we dress for success. But there's one article of clothing that may confirm or deny everything you've said.
Come on, I haven't got all day.
It's your shoes. And most interviewers check them out as you're walking out the door. What's the chief psychological trick? Don't forget your shoes. If they're clean and polished, they add a touch of confirmation that you pay attention to detail and may just tip the scale in your favor. Got a question? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, names in the news today. Ernest Moniz. I asked you who he was. He is the National Energy Secretary, who has been, because he's a nuclear physicist, he has been on the front line in the discussion with Iran as to how to handle the nuclear weaponry that's there.
Yes. And that's the reason I knew him, Dougie, because there's always this guy sitting next to John Kerry with terrible hair. And so I had to look him up, and it was this guy.
So he maintains, Kenny, that the agreement would block all Iranian pathways to a nuclear weapon. How do you keep the Iranians from buying the stuff? It keeps them from building one, but how do you keep them from buying one? I don't see that in here. Of course, I haven't read the whole thing. I should
Neither
run for Congress.
You guys have that in common. They'll get to it. Right after that, James Patterson.
Here? How do you keep them from going out and buying it? Unless I'm missing something here.
It's all based on trust, and that's what people are upset about.
Right.
How do you keep any country or any organization from buying them?
How do you keep them down on the farm after they've seen the nukes? That's the big question. Here's another name in the news, Jeremy Trentleman. Do you know who Jeremy Trentleman is?
No.
Father in Utah, who expressed his playful side by building a massive cardboard box fort in the yard for his children. He's been dealing with a serious bit of killjoy. His city has warned him to disassemble the fort or face fines.
Why?
Listen to this. If you didn't get it the first time around. Here's a father who's having fun with his children. He builds a huge cardboard box fort for the children in his family and in his neighborhood to play in. The city of Ogden, Utah, where he lives, somebody from the building department was called by one of this guy's neighbors he had an illegal structure on his property. The building department went to his house and said, "You must take this down." I would have chased them out of the yard with a knife.
It's cardboard.
My God, what?
Nobody's living there.
We are gone. We've gone bananas in this country. What in the name of God would force anybody, or what kind of common sense thinking would lead you to believe that you needed to send some official to this guy's house to take down the box fort because he doesn't have a building permit? Screw you. Oh, my God.
Just state of affairs. The government not wanting to help you, working against you.
That's all it is. It's us against us. Oh, on to beyond. Okay.
Cardboard.
Now, here's another bit of food for thought. You know that I like Wendy Williams, daytime TV program.
Mm-hmm.
She always is answering questions from the audience about important events that are going on. Here, she answers a question about firing a colleague that is a friend.
I'm on vacation. My boss texted me and said I need to
terminate a colleague that I became friends with. And we're good friends. So my advice to you is, do I terminate her or do I tell him that I can't do it? Help me go back to work Friday.
You know I'm a straight shooter. I'm not going to BS you. That's what you get from making such good friends on the job. Now, I'm sorry, your friend is not paying your bills, and if you don't do it, your boss is going to see you as weak, and you'll be next. So you get back to Chicago, and you fire that girl, and let the chip fall in there, okay?
What do you think of that advice, Jen? Jen?
That's exactly what I would have said. You have to. Yeah. It's your job. Yeah. Unless you don't care about your job, and then keep your friend and go home.
Right. Kenny?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Jennifer. Yeah.
Right. You are with Jennifer, and then you're both fired.
Yeah, so Kenny, you have to fire Jennifer by Thursday. Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Ready for another responsible conversational opining on a medical problem? Yes, the questions that come up every week when Dr. Joseph Chambers is here are unusual. I find him to be of interest and importance when it comes to his understanding what's going on. Not necessarily just regular medical things, although it would be interesting to get the doctor's quick take on the report that's out today from Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig scoring high in a review of research on commercial diet programs. We'll spend a minute on that, and then we'll address the problem of boys crying here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, up for a job interview. Of course, you want to make a great impression, but there's one article of clothing you may have forgotten. It's the last thing interviewers notice about you, and it speaks volumes. Here's the science of it. During a job interview, we're on our best behavior. We watch every word we say. We put our best foot forward, and of course, we dress for success. But there's one article of clothing that may confirm or deny everything you've said. It's your shoes, and most interviewers check them out as you're walking out the door. What's the cheap psychological trick?
Don't forget your shoes. If they're clean and polished, they add a touch of confirmation that you pay attention to detail and may just tip the scale in your favor. Got a question? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Dr. Joseph Chambers is here with us. His online website is drchambersoncall.com. He keeps his website updated on lots of very important and interesting things. The attitude people have toward dieting, for example. Most people are associated with, if we were to take 100% of the people who go on diets, fully 50% of them are split between two programs, Dr. Chambers, Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig. And interestingly enough, maybe the reason they're so popular is because they score the highest in this review for commercial diet programs. In other words, what programs work according to those who use the diet plans. And well, the people who use Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig say that they do a good job.
Sure. Well, the dirty secret, Doug, is this. Every diet works. The problem is, can you stick to it? And the reason that Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers do a little bit better than others is very simple. There's a community. They monitor you. It's constant. And that's how they do a little bit better. But if you want to, losing weight is hard, Doug, but keeping it off is a lot tougher. If you want to keep the weight off, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to change your attitude to food. You have to change how you approach food. If all you do, if you're a guy like me, I tend to eat when I'm down. I tend to eat when I'm up. So you have to kind of change that dynamic and look at the kind of foods that you eat as well.
Uh-huh. All right. There's an op-ed piece that appeared recently in New York Times, written by a psychiatrist who claims that we are medicating women's real emotions out of existence. She claims women aren't allowed to be their real emotional selves. Big pharma and bad doctors are out to make us feel good all the time. And let's not forget about insurance companies who'd rather pay for a pill than expensive talk therapy, which basically keeps boys to the sidelines. We're told by our parents and by society that if you cry and you're a boy or a man, there's a problem. Crying is supposed to be good for women, not so good for men. I don't happen to adhere to that. I show my emotions easily and readily. For the most part, these sorts of emotions are indicative of anger. There's an anger that needs to come out, and this is the way it comes out. Do you agree with that, Dr. Chambers?
I do. I think that for us men, we tend to get all those emotions and pack them down and say, we don't feel. Because we men are doers, Doug. We're not supposed to be feelers. But if you want to be a really successful doer, you've got to be able to feel at the same time. You've got to be able to manage those feelings. Even the warriors among us now understand that when they go through trauma, they've got to get that all those feelings out. So our special forces, our Navy SEALs, when they come back from these operations, they're encouraged to go into a little bit of talk therapy. They're encouraged to get the feelings out. They're even encouraged to cry at their friends' funerals. The kind of stuff that we in medicine are still not doing. That we doctors, when we get into problems,
Doug,
we don't
show the
emotion.
You can still use a pill, though. I mean,
I could use a pill?
You could hold a little bit back.
Wow, what kind of a pill?
You almost have emotional Tourette syndrome.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe in not holding it much healthier.
Just let it out, guys. It'll help us
all. Let it out, Richie. Let it all hang out. That's your problem. Dr. Chambers is here, and this is Good Day at 59 past the hour. America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.